It's with great regret that we receive these allegations from Human Rights Watch, especially without the opportunity to discuss and to respond. We utterly refute these allegations, and we are willing to meet with human rights officials to discuss this. Within the report, if you have seen it, it also states Human Rights Watch, and in the report, they state reliable figures are hard to come by in Somalia, which clearly shows that the information they have lacks credibility. They are out of touch to the reality on the ground, and they do not have offices inside Somalia. So we refute these allegations.
But they seem to suggest that Human Rights Watch have investigators who are in Kenya and who are talking to some of these alleged victims of this conflict between government forces and the Al-Shabaab, or perhaps insurgents. Don't you think that this basically paves the way for them to come up with such a report based on what they found?
No, that's not the case. And as you already know, we, the government of Somalia, utterly condemn any kind of human rights violations. And it is Al-Shabaab who is responsible for all these sort of human rights violations, which include recruiting underage children. And as you are aware, Hassan Daher Awes, who is the leader, already admitted in March that they recruited underage children. So we utterly condemn the extremist, inhuman and irreligious strategy of using all these human rights violations. So for us, and what we say to human rights group, how many more admissions of the abuse of human rights, international law and the Geneva Convention by Al-Shabaab and does the Human Rights Watch need? So we say to them they got it wrong, and it was Al-Shabaab who is responsible, not us.
But Omar, if you have a conflict between pro-government forces and insurgents, definitely ordinary civilians will be caught in the crossfire. Don't you think that has an impact on what this report is about?
The report we welcome in terms of the abuses of the Al-Shabaab and extremists who always do not care about the civilian people. But I would stress that the TFG or the government takes its responsibilities to the protection of its civilians, and we take extreme cautions under extreme difficult circumstances when we combat an operation is to bring peace and stability in the country. So Al-Shabaab is responsible for most of the human rights violations that happen. Our forces have had trainings, and they fully comply with international humanitarian and human rights law. So we take it very serious to all these allegations, and in particular those of human rights and humanitarian law violations. We investigate, and all perpetrators will be held accountable for their actions. But on this occasion, we believe that they got it wrong.
So the main aim is that when you end the human rights violations, it will help tackle the farming because of some of these occurrences that have happened, including Al-Shabaab preventing aid agencies and all that. Do you agree with that portion of the report?
Absolutely, we agree. Some of the statements of the report where Al-Shabaab is responsible for the suffering of the people, and the famine has got worse because they refused aid agencies to come for help. But for us, what we have expected from Human Rights Watch to congratulate us for us to getting rid of Al-Shabaab from the city. And as you are aware, for the last 8 days, residents in Mogadishu have slept without gunfire, and that's exactly what we need, and this is clear indication of who was responsible for those violations that have occurred in the capital city. And ourselves, the government and the Amazon forces do take care of our civilians, and we are very sorry of any an indirect fire or any casualties to our citizens, and we are there to protect them, and we'll do everything to help them. And we also want to help human rights and all human rights activists to carry out their works without subject to any conditions, and we work closely with them.